The Cape Breton Regional Police have a new way of getting around town. Community Officer Constable Gary Frazier and Downtown Sydney Beat Officer Constable James Fitzgerald have been making the rounds in Sydney on two brand new e-bikes. The new initiative is part of a strategy from Regional Police to become more visible in communities. Taking a break from one of their e-bike patrols, I spoke with Constables Frazier and Fitzgerald about the new program and how it's going so far. All right, so I'm happy to be joined by Constable Gary Frazier, our community officer, and Constable James Fitzgerald, our downtown Sydney beat officer. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us, Jacob.
Yes, thank you very much.
So you're here today to talk a little bit about the new e-bike patrol program. How's it going?
Excellent. It's going really well. In the last couple of weeks, we've covered a lot of area, and we've made few arrests during the last few weeks, so it's very successful.
Listen, it's it's like it's not even work. it's been really enjoyable, as Gary had mentioned, we had been successful in making a few arrests and helping out with some other areas of question in the last couple of weeks.
Great. So tell me about the program itself. Kind of what are the parameters? What's going on right now with the e-bike program?
Well, let's talk about how it morphed into where it is today.
Sure.
We were looking for a sponsor to sponsor this venture, and we thought, what better to go to than the Sydney Credit Union? So we did a proposal up for Galep Gibbons, the CEO, and himself and Pam Ellsworth got involved, and they approved it right away, thought it was a great idea. And we had a lot of help from Bill Goldston, I believe, from Framework, and Bill Capstick from Sketchline Design. So with all these players, all these partners that came together, and our managers bought into it, and it is where it is today. And so our parameters is to drive around the Sydney area and visit people, they on cruise ships, and just be there for another for the help patrols out, and to be seen by the public.
Yeah, it truly bolsters the complement that we have in town here. It just gives people a different look, and something that perhaps maybe you wouldn't see in patrol car. We're able to stop on a dime, sort of thing, and go in, visit businesses, and whether we're flagged over or anything like that, it's definitely a different look, and it's exciting.
Great. And what else can you tell me about kind of how this idea was developed and how you guys kind of got on to wanting to do this?
Well, we did have pedal bikes, and they kind of went by the wayside. I think Constable Cheryl had the last known pedal bike that we had. And we sat down one day and we said, why don't we bring this into the 21st century? We're talking greener, environment, and safer, easier way for us to get around. And at the end of the day, when we're out pedaling, we're not exhausted at the end of the day. So it's something that, we got the pedal assist or fully electric, and we can be out and do an 8 or 10 hour shift and be able to cover a lot of ground and still be, healthy and full, ready to go at the end of the day.
Excellent. And you mentioned doing some patrols around Sydney. Are you going to be going to any other communities?
Absolutely. As things roll out here throughout the summer, there's so many different events happening. We absolutely would love to attend other events where it's well attended by the public. This is really just a new thing that we're kind of rolling out, and we're definitely going to be taking them to some events.
Canadian National Little League tournament is happening in Glace Bay this
That's
summer,
right.
And there's going to be literally thousands and thousands of people and athletes from all over Canada. So we will participating in that. And then you got your different summer fests. You got Cold Dust Days, and you got Seaside Days, and you got your Harbor Fest in Glace Bay, and over Sydney Mines and North City. So we will be jumping into those events.
And how many officers besides the two of you are trained right now to use the e-bikes?
So there's four of us trained. We just have the two bikes at this point. But yes, four of us took the training last year with Velo Cape Breton. Absolutely. I believe there is going to be a plan to have further training in the future, and hopefully add to our fleet of bikes as well.
And if the Ghost wants to donate $2 to us, we'll definitely take them. And we'll put your banner all on them.
Yeah. I'll have to look at doing a campaign for that.
You didn't think this interview was free, did you, Jacob?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Might be on the run for the law at some point soon. You might be missing me here at the coast. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, kind of ask along those lines, are there plans to, you know, expand this program at all, whether that be more bikes, training more officers? Any plans there?
Absolutely. We're trying to mirror the Harley-Davidson thing, a bike that they have. We have four Harleys, and I think they train 12 or 14 members. So we're looking to train more. I'm not saying that many, but we do have four trained, and we can train, say, another four. We could have eight operators. But we're down, we only have two bikes. So we will be looking in the future to try and get at least two more bikes. And we could have four officers out at the same time in different areas. We could have two in Sydney, two in Glace Bay, or two in Waterford, or two wherever. So that is our plan to increase it in the future.
Okay. And is there anything else you wanted people to know about this program? Anything we might not have touched on that you think is important for people to be aware of?
Well, not really, I guess, but just if you see us out and you want to talk, you have anything going on, any issues, or just general question for the police, absolutely stop us. And that's what we're here for. So,
or if you want to wave, you can wave to us. Yeah. And even some of the business are laughing at us. So if you can wave to us and laugh at us, by all means, we'll wave back.
Well, Constable James Fitzgerald and Constable Gary Fraser, thanks so much for coming in, guys, and talking to us about the e-bike program.
You, thank you very much.
At the most recent meeting of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality Police Commission, Fraser and Fitzgerald made a presentation about the e-bike program. Interim Police Chief Stephen McKinnon was in attendance and spoke about the e-bike program following the conclusion of the meeting.
Yeah, super excited about that because it's a way for us to connect with community. And that's something that we've been trying to kind of reinvigorate from April with our Foot Patrol initiative. So we've started that. So every community experiences what downtown city is experiencing, from downtown New Waterford to downtown Glace Bay, downtown Sydney Mines, downtown North Sydney, Lewisburg, downtown Lewisburg, and Dominion, and Whitney Pier. All of these communities, when they heard about the Foot Patrol initiative and seeing officers in different areas, they want that for their community. So we developed a program. Officers come out, engage with community, but it's not just the, you know, the historic of where we've been downtown Sydney because of cruise ships, larger businesses, those things. It's every community gets a feeling of what that officer experience is, connect with the business in every community. So if any of their needs aren't met, then that's their time to tell us, and maybe they're not going to wait for the next community meeting. They can see an officer on Foot Patrol, pull them in, have a great conversation, and meet whatever needs that they have.
The bikes are sponsored by the Sydney Credit Union, Framework Cycle and Fitness, and Sketchline Design. Recently, Fraser and Fitzgerald brought the bikes to the annual Velo Cape Breton Bicycle Association Ride of Silence, raising awareness for road sharing and cycle safety. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.